Let's meet our next two contestants. Shayna Carter, you used to live on Governor's Island.
Yes, I did.
Which, just to explain to our listeners, this is not an everyday place to live, okay? It's like a little rock off of Manhattan near the Statue of Liberty.
Yes.
How many people live on Governor's Island?
Nowadays, none. Well, actually, probably half a dozen guys, because I think they keep the fire station manned in case, God forbid, a fire starts.
Okay.
But aside from that, no one.
And when you lived there, how many people lived there?
A few hundred.
A few hundred. Okay. Yeah. What was it like?
It was like a small Midwestern town inexplicably dropped in the middle of New York Harbor.
Really?
Yeah. We had a bowling alley. We had a Burger King. There was a Super 8.
It sounds amazing.
It's pretty cool.
Were there just boats full of tourists constantly passing you?
Pretty much. And occasionally a tourist would wander onto the island.
Oh, no.
Because they would mistakenly get on the wrong boat. They get off, they'd look around, they'd say, this is not the Statue of Liberty.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you were like, you're one of us now. Because that's how all of you got there, right? You're just tourists from different places that got on the wrong boat. Fascinating. And we also have Gary Oransky. You work at a hospital in the Bronx.
Yes.
Thank you. And once you were dead for 90 seconds.
Yes. When I was 16, I broke my knee playing football.
Yeah.
Had to have three surgeries because of it. And in the middle one, the anesthesiologist forgot to mark I was asthmatic.
Ah, good.
And choked on a respiratory cord and was dead for 90 seconds.
Oh.
So what's waiting for us beyond the grave?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad you're back.
Thank you.
I'm glad you're back. I guess it's not great, and you don't want to give it away.
It's bad news. Very bad news.
No spoilers.
No spoilers.
No spoilers. Yeah.
It was very hot.
Yeah. We don't want to be surprised.
I like treating death like a Netflix series.
That's right.
Well, as the entrepreneurs in our audience know, one of the toughest parts of starting a company is, of course, coming up with a good name, and often the first name you think of isn't the best choice. So maybe you go with the second choice. So in this game, I'm going to give you the current name of a company, and you have to pick out its original name from three possible choices. And if you ring in and get it wrong, your opponent can steal. So here we go. What was the original name of Google? Was it A, Giggle, B, Backrub, or C, Info Alley? Gary.
A.
Giggle?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. I know. Shayna.
Info Alley?
I'm sorry, that is incorrect. It seems impossible, but the original name of Google was Backrub.
Why?
I know. And if you want to fact check that, I'm just going to say, do not Google Backrub. So it's because search results were in order of how many other websites linked back to that website. So they called it Backrub. Nike was originally known as A, Nikki's Shoes, B, Blue Ribbon Sports, or C, Swoosh. Gary.
Blue Ribbon Sports.
That is correct, yes. All right. What was the original name of eBay? Was it A, Forbidden, B, Buy It Now, or C, Auction Web? Gary.
Buy It Now.
That is incorrect. Shayna, can you steal?
Auction?
Yes, Auction Web. Auction Web. These are surprisingly impossible.
Every one is implausible.
They're all implausible.
None of them make sense, even the one that was actually the name.
I know. It's like, and then you hear the answer and you're just like, why? Was the sandwich shop Subway originally known as A, Pete's Super Submarines, B, Frank's Fancy Footlongs, or C, Hoagies R Us?
A.
Gary. A.
Pete's Submarines.
Super Submarines?
Yes.
Indeed it was. Was the original name of IBM A, Business Calculation Technology Concern, B, Electric Key Punch Incorporated, or C, Computing Tabulating Recording Company? Shayna.
A.
A, Business Calculation Technology Concern?
Yes.
That is incorrect. I'm sorry. Gary, can you steal?
I'll say B.
B, Electric Key Punch Incorporated? Also incorrect. see computing.
I have a lot more respect for people who do branding now.
Yeah, I know. Right.
Now you see why it matters. Right. I'm sure it's like they were all sitting around a table and they were having a long argument and somebody's like, guys, we do three things. We compute, we tabulate, and we record.
And we're a company.
We're also a company. Do the math.
All right. Thankfully, this is your last clue. What was the original name of Best Buy? Was it A, Hank's High Fives, B, Stan Stan the Music Man, or C, Sound of Music? Shayna?
Hank's.
Hank's High Fives is incorrect. Sorry. Gary, can you steal?
C.
C, Sound of Music. Sound of Music is the original name. You got it. Yeah. I guess they didn't know that was taken. Puzzlegar Archung, how did our warrior contestants do?
It was a tough battle, but Gary, congratulations. You're moving on to the final round at the end of the show.
Coming up, special guest Kimiko Glenn channels her inner French-Canadian pop queen in a game all about Celine Dion. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and you're listening to Ask Me Another from NPR.